Let's bring Johnny Boy Bryce in here now of AllQuest.com. Johnny Boy Bryce, when we talked 2 weeks ago, you said if this, and this happens, Tennessee has had a great finish. Well, John, almost scripted. The two guys in state, too midget to quit.
More.
If Gabe Wright falls, this will be an. It's already been an unbelievable day, John. If that happens, it's unbelievable plus, right? I mean, just a great day for Tennessee today.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, you want a Gabe Wright, and if he signs with the Vols, it's gravy. But I just think no team in the country has been as hot as Tennessee, in my opinion, since Monday. Since Byron Moore started these dominoes rolling on Monday, you're talking Byron Moore, then Cam Clear, then Kurt Majid, and then Antonio Richardson this morning, among others. I mean, the Vols have been just absolutely on fire, and you're right. We said that a couple weeks ago, and then last week I said, you know, if things happen, I thought that the Vols would be crowding up around the top 10 in the rivals' rankings, and, you know, I think some people were a little bit dubious of that, but they're sitting at 11, and if they get Gabe Wright, you know, obviously they got a great shot to jump on up there to number 10. It's a great class for Tennessee, and, you know, they'd like to put a finishing polish on it with Gabe Wright. We should know something here very soon.
What assistants, John, right now, if you could point out here at Lincoln's a couple of assistant coaches who have really shined in this process this year, who has shined?
I think you got to give a ton of credit to Charlie Baggett, first and foremost. I think that Charlie Baggett has been as key as anyone. I think that he's done a great job from DeAnthony Arnett to Cameron Clear to being a factor with Kurt Majid. To being a factor with Marlon Lane. I mean, Charlie Baggett doesn't have one prescribed area, and he's just been a man for the balls in a lot of different spots. I think Eric Russell has been very unheralded, but has done a really nice job. You know, he was key with some of the JUCO guys. He was key with just getting a Timmy Jernigan to visit and key in keeping the balls in it with Marlon Lane when he was Clemson for so long. And
yep.
So those two guys have done a really nice job. And then Chuck Smith, you know, has related very well to the players. Even Antonio Richardson telling me this morning, he said, you know, I've got a great relationship with Coach Chaney, and he primarily recruited me, and I got a really good feel from Derek Dooley. But he said, you know what? He said, I ended up kicking it with Chuck Smith just about every time I went to campus. And those are his words. Not mine. I'm not hip enough to say kicking it, but that's exactly what he said. So those are the guys that I think that have stood out the brightest for Tennessee on the recruiting trail this year.
Bryce, did they let's say Gabe Wright goes to Auburn. Is Tennessee done, or do they have a fallback option, or they pretty much filled up?
I mean, they're basically full right now. So you know they'll take their chances if Gabe Wright signs with them and go from there. And then we saw last year this staff is going to continue to exhaust every possible avenue throughout the summer. So I would hesitate to say that they would be done. Gabe Wright doesn't sign with the Vols just because this staff is so determined to turn over every stone and get this roster back up as close to 85 scholarships as possible.
Bryce, go back here. Russell, Baggett, Smith. What has this class said about Derek Dooley, though? I mean, to me, this is what it said to me, and I want your thoughts. We didn't really know if this guy was going to be able to recruit to the level that Tennessee was going to need to compete in the East. This is a great, I think, statement by him that he's here, that he's legit. I mean, to me, this is the beginning of his era today, right now.
Yeah, I mean, I basically wrote that last Wednesday in a column. I said, you know, this time a year ago, we didn't know all this stuff about Derek Dooley other than the fact that he wore britches. And now we hear stories about him, you know, racing prospects through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and pouring his own lemonade and just being really a charming guy who's very down-to-earth and humble on these in-home visits and just really being a great closer in the living room. That's what I think we would expect out of a guy who's got that reputation as an attorney, as a former courtroom guy who's really sharp. But the thing is, he doesn't come across as haughty or he doesn't come across as pompous. In the living room, the consistent message is that he comes across as genuine, down-to-earth, and a guy that really cares about you. I mean, even though they're not going to get him, I'm reminded of what Timmy Jernigan said to me the other day. He said, you know what? He said, a lot of times you talk to these coaches, you can tell when they're running game on you. He said, when I talked with Derek Dooley, I could tell he was sincere. And he told me he cared about me regardless of where I went to school.
And that's what it's about. You know, we just had Marlon Lane was saying the same thing a moment ago to us in terms of these guys have really been able to sell. Because I think it's a real thing. I think Dooley cares about those kids, and I think it's different.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dooley, you know, he sees that. I think both from his childhood experiences, he knows how lucky he was. I think then being out of the game and getting back into the game, he knows how lucky he is to be doing something he loves for a living. And then I think he knows a lot of these guys have come from some very difficult circumstances, and they need somebody to genuinely care about them. And I think that that's a huge plus for Tennessee, and a huge plus for Derek Dooley. The other thing I would say is the Vol for Life program, and that's not a single person or, you know, a concrete entity or whatever. It's sort of fluid, but every prospect is referenced. And Antonio Richardson, again, telling me this morning, Vol for Life, he said he couldn't really pick one factor. He said, but if he had to pick one, the Vol for Life program would be a huge, huge reason as to why he signed with Tennessee, and noted that the fact that Tennessee was the first to offer him a scholarship. But he said the thing that stuck out to him about the Vol for Life program, he said, I would be around alumni, and it was like they were still playing, the reception that they got and the way that the Tennessee family tries to help its own. So I think all those things were key.
Hey, I just talked to somebody close to the inside, Johnny. They feel really good about Gabe Wright. Is that your indication?
I mean, when I was leaving Antonio Richardson's signing, there was certainly a buzz in the air about Gabe Wright and about Gabe Wright and Antonio Richardson perhaps being teammates. But I can tell you that even if there is some positive momentum in the Gabe Wright situation, nobody on campus is going to stop wringing their hands over that one until they pull the fax LOI off the fax machine, because that kid, and he's had fun with it, and good for him, you know, that he should have fun with it. He's in a unique position, but he's been all over the map. I mean, I've said it repeatedly. Somebody joked with me about it just moments ago as I was leaving Nashville. They said, well, you said he was the Marquise Ambles of this year's class, and he really is.
How big would he be?
I mean, it'd be huge. I mean, I think Maurice Couch, I'll be honest with you, I think Mo Couch is a stud, and they got him done in December, and so there's not been as much talk about him of late because he's been done for a while. I think Couch will start, if not from day one against Montana, then before the end of September. And I think Gabe Wright is the guy who comes in and works his way into that rotation immediately. I mean, I think he just does so much for Tennessee. I'm so interested to see how much more Justin Wilcox can do, how much more his team will see with the depth that is there building along the defensive line and the depth that they're building in the secondary.
Bryce, who do you think is a guy in this class that maybe no one's talking about that could come in and turn some heads in the fall?
You know, I don't think a lot of people have talked about Jordan Williams or Travaris Salisbury. I mean, I talked recently with Salisbury. He's almost 6'5", 270 pounds. That's bigger than Malik Jackson played this last season. That's a heck of a lot bigger than Joe Ayers played this last season on the defensive interior. So those are some guys that I would watch for. Brian Randolph has not been talked about a ton, even though he was the Gatorade Georgia State Player of the Year. I think Byron Moore has an excellent shot to come in and start right away and does a lot to give Tennessee some flexibility in the secondary. Those are the guys that sort of stick out the most to me right now.
John, I want to thank you for taking a few for us, man. It was great having you on today. Great for you to spend a couple minutes with us. Unreal, man. I mean, you guys, you were on it from pillar to post, and you get hearty congratulations here. It was a great day, though. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. I'll try to see one or both of you maybe at 3 o'clock at Derek Dooley's press conference. I'm rolling back now.
Can't wait to be there. See you, brother.
All right. See you, boys.